No. Hey, Dewdrop, have you seen my book anywhere? I've been looking around for like the last hour and I cannot find it. Yeah, I looked in the car. I checked the car, I checked the bedroom, the bathroom, I went through all of my bags in case I threw it into one the last time I went out. Nothing. I was reading it yesterday. I just can't remember where I put it down. Oh, no, don't stop working on your stuff. Finish what you gotta do, but if you happen to see it in passing, just let me know. Thank you. The last time I remember reading it was yesterday morning on the couch, but I already checked if it slid in between the cushions and it's not on the coffee table. Or under it. Oh, I might have. If that's the case, then it's tucked away at my station at work. Yeah, I remember now. I brought it so I could read it on my break, but Nora caught my attention halfway through, and I never put it back in my bag. I would, but it's closed today. I'll have to grab it tomorrow. It's not the end of the world. Not like I don't have more here in the meantime. But I was so close to finishing it! It was Dark Succession, the one with the. From the author that does all the dark retellings. What's that? No, you said something. What? It's spice. There is, in fact, a plot that goes along with it. Thank you very much. I don't want to hear anything from you about what I read. I've seen your browser history, and we could have a lengthy conversation about that. That's what I thought. Well, then I guess we're at an impasse. Oh, shut up! I read more than you do. Yes, it still counts. God, what is with you today? No, you're just, I don't know, a little more feisty than usual. I didn't say it was bad. It's kind of fun. Okay. If you're gonna keep making fun, then the least you could do is help me pick out another book to finish. Yeah. Listen, I gave you an out. I told you you could go back to doing your work and finishing what you had to do, but you just had to keep asking questions and then making fun of my literature choices. Well, I would listen to one of my fun podcasts, but I've kind of gone through their entire library and they haven't posted anything new this month yet. So, books it is. Get the job done? I don't know what you mean. Now get over here and help me pick out a book. No. No. What do you got? That one's good, but I don't know. It's kind of all spice and no, like, buildup or anything else. I mean, it's very good and it's well written, but not really to my taste. No, excuse you. I like the books that I read. It's just, you know, I've got something specific in mind, and these aren't it. Good scenes, but I'm not really into reading about vampires and werewolves. Yeah. I don't know. This was recommended to me by a friend, and something just seems odd about me reading that, given everything. And ooh! Okay, I think I got it. What? Okay, and? Four arms or not, I'm picking the book. Well, you don't have to understand. You just have to sit there, look cute, while I read about some 7-foot tall hotties. Okay. I have standards. Vampires and werewolves, no. 7-foot tall, ripped, 4-armed aliens, yes. That's not all it's about. It's also about a political rivalry that leads to espionage and a political coup and a lot of diplomacy. Yeah, that's exactly what they're calling it these days. hey! Give it back. Give it back! No, don't. That's not fair. I will get a step stool and I will get it. Fine, read the back then. Have a good chuckle about it. Oh. Yeah, when you read it like that. Ugh. Great, now I'm significantly less in the mood. Well, yeah, it was, and then you put that voice to it that I am never gonna get out of my head. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Oh, yeah? How sorry. I mean, as much as I love the way you look, you are not 7 feet tall with 4 arms. We've had this conversation in the past. I mean, yeah, it's not all about appearance. It's about, you know, the looks that they give and the way they refer to the readers. And it's just good. It's good and it's fun and it helps me pass the time. Where did you pull a line like that out of? No. I love you to pieces so, so much. You've never said anything like that before. Ever. Show you how in the books, right, in the books. Well, you're off to a great great start already. Well, it usually starts, what? Right, well, my favorite scenes are usually the ones, mid-argument when, you know, they make each other shut up with a kiss, or, particularly when two people, in the books are, you know, having kind of a battle of wits, and they just get closer and closer, and at some point, one of them is pushed up against the wall. Yeah, that's right. Next, it's usually a lot of heavy eye contact and resolve breaking. And, usually, for extra credit, the person doing the pinning will tilt the other person's head up with their fingers. Oh, okay. Let me go. No, tilt, not grip like a baseball mitt. God, you were so dumb. No, you had me. You had me really good for that first half, and then you know, full face hugger didn't really help. Yeah. Better. That's a lot better. Screw the book. I think I've got something much better right here. My favorite. What? I guess another favorite of mine is usually enemies to lovers, or at least rivals to lovers, where they're constantly arguing until a situation where they're forced together and it's not so subtly hinted that all that frustration could easily be figured out another way. No, it's just kind of hard to think with you pressing into me like that. Okay, message received loud and clear. I keep talking, you keep moving. Yes, I understand. Okay, yes. Enemies to lovers, they're usually constantly getting into misunderstandings and getting into each other's space, and usually it culminates in the two of them getting stuck in a place together, like a hotel room or an elevator or a rock slide that traps them in a cave or something like that. I don't know, I've read a lot of the same genre. It's all really, really good. Yes, okay, they are usually in the middle of an argument, and like I said, one of them gets pinned to a wall or against the desk, and they're just staring at each other, and usually around that time, They would. They'd fucking kiss their girlfriend. That's what they would do. Yep, that's what they would do. And then it would just ramp the fuck up from there. Usually touching, a lot of touching, grabbing, pulling, biting, and just the witty banter going back and forth is really hot. I think it's really good. I think your hand there is also really good. I mean, a few times I've imagined this with you and, you know, with you and somebody else or multiple people at once with you. Oh, don't act so smug. I've seen your browser history. I know you do the same. Of course I'm fucking wet. I was wet before I even was looking for the book. You keeping me against a wall with your hand on my clit is not helping matters. Do drop, please. No, my hands aren't enough. I really want to get off. I really, really want to get off. And since I couldn't get the book I wanted, and you're doing such a good job, maybe you could amp this up a little bit. Yeah. Oh, yes, please, 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 please do drop. I want you. Okay, yes. Bedroom, please. Okay. Come on, you said you were gonna do something about it, so please, if you would not mind, do something about this. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Gladly, I will. Just play with myself while you put that on. Yeah, no rush, just your super horny girlfriend laying on our bed with my hand on my pussy waiting for you to come over here and fuck me. I've been horny all fucking day. I am not exactly in a patient mood. I promise I will apologize for that in a very specific way later, but right now I really, really, really want to get off, and I want to get off with you inside me. Please. Like in my book, fuck off. Please. I have been so bratty and so impatient all day. I need you to fuck it out of me. Now, please. Please, please fuck me. please, I want it. I want it. I'll be so good. I will. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be so good. Oh, way ahead of you. I've been getting myself ready since I got in this fucking bed. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, pants are coming off. Trust me. You have lube? Yeah, I'm wet. I'm not that wet. Fuck. Have I ever told you how fucking good you look like this? Good. I should do it more often. I think I'm okay. I think I'm ready. Just go a little slow, okay? Yeah. Hang on. Let me just get adjusted. How do you want me? Oh, fuck me. Oh, yeah. Yep. Hands and knees. Got it. Okay, would you please, please, would you just... Oh, fuck. Yeah, no, fingers are good. Just, keep doing that. Oh, you and the fucking one-liners. Jesus. It feels good. It feels good, but I know something that would feel so much better. Yeah, I feel ready. I feel good. Please, 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 just put it in me. I'm okay. Oh, fuck. Am I okay? Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels good. Oh, so fucking full. Oh, hang on. Just stay there. Just stay there for a second. Yeah, just go a little slow at first and then fuck me up. Yeah, that feels so good. Yeah. What? Oh, No, you can pull my fucking hair. You can pull my fucking hair any way you want. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah. I did say that. Keep going. Fuck, it feels so fucking good. Fuck, fuck. Shit. Yes, 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 please, please, touch my clit while you fuck me. Please, I want you to rub my clit while you fuck me. What? Oh, God, yes, 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 I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it so much. I love it when you fuck me like this. Yes, this is exactly what I wanted whenever I was looking through my books. All I wanted was just to get fucked. Fuck. Fuck. God. I'm close. If you keep fucking my lick. Fuck. Fuck, shut up. Fucking cum drunk, you fucking wish. I was trying to say, if you keep fucking me like that, I'm gonna come. Yes, yes, I wanna come. I really wanna come, please. Please, please make me come. Make me come while you fuck me into the mattress, please. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Right there. Right there. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, fuck me. Oh, yeah, that was good. Oh, give me a second. Give me a second. Fuck. Oh, God. What? Yeah, that was just as good, if not leagues fucking better than my books. Oh, God. Yeah, the dirty talk was fucking spectacular. I thought you said you didn't read that nonsense. Well, give me their username so I can give them a thorough thank you. Thank you.
Ugh.